Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
I'm a diverse individual.
All of this shit is real.
Everybody like, what is it? Is he a family man? Is he a trapper? Is he a ladies man? Well, I'm all of it. All of it. I beat your ass, kiss your girl, and go tuck my kids in. And then I show up and lead a march on the weekend.
It's all real. Real.
This is Expeditiously. I am Tip T.I. Harry. Come
on. Which brings me to my next question for you. What made you certain that I was the one?
Maybe the way I felt like you was very protective. I felt secure. You loved me. Yeah. Like, I felt love.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So, where my doggy style?
No. Definitely not. That you could have kept.
What?
But, I mean, I loved everything else about you. So, you know, like, your pros outweighed your cons.
I think one main thing, topic that you touched on, is women. You feel like women have devalued themselves.
So what they're doing is, like, the man doesn't have to work for anything anymore. I mean, the women are pretty much just laying it out on a table for him.
Yeah.
On a silver platter. Yeah. There's no courtship. Yeah. There's no like, the men don't even have to be gentlemen anymore. Yeah. It's like women are just like, here, like, I'm going to give it to you. And for no reason. Like, it's clout chasing. Whatever it is. Whatever's going on. And I think that they set the tone. So women set the tone for the man. So if a man doesn't have to work hard for it, he's not going to work hard for it. He's just going to take what he can take.
Yeah.
And then, they don't end
do
up marrying those girls.
But do you know why, though? There's a, like, of course, we could say social media, the internet, and access, and yada, 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 yada. But there is a real breakdown in numbers, mathematically.
The real, like, a lack of real men left.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
You're saying it's more women.
I'm saying that mathematically, okay? Let's just say in Atlanta alone, I think that the ratio has been called at 22 to 1.
23 to 1, yeah.
Okay, let's say 23.
Might have been, yeah.
23 to 1. 23 women for every one man. If you had one man to yourself and that man go out and do something that was not in your best interest.
Okay.
And you don't like it.
Give me an example.
Let's say he went to Miami and he slept with four people.
Four people? Damn. Jesus.
Four people.
Hey. What kind of scenario is this?
I'm just saying, man. Hey, what kind of man you want? Do you want a man that can only have one woman, or do you want a man that can go get
four? I mean, can we be a little more realistic?
I'm just saying.
Here?
Okay, look, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Come on, man. It's a hypothetical.
Okay, so,
all right, so he goes, he sleeps with four.
That's realistic. I got it.
But so he goes and he sleeps with it. This is the hard truth that we have to discover. So he goes and sleeps with four women, and he comes back. You find out about it. Everybody, all your friends know. Everybody calling you. I can't believe it. Did you see him? He was all on Instagram Live. He was eating four booties.
Man, talking about himself.
No!
I'm done.
Ba-doom, boom. But just to keep the train on the track, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so he come back, and you are livid. You are disgusted.
Absolutely.
You can't stand him. But you just said you got to hold on tight, and that's 35 to 1.
Is this his first offense?
That's a very important question.
It really is.
Yes, it is.
Do we have children? Are we married? All these things change.
Hell yeah.
We're dreaming. Okay.
Shit, yeah. You're married. You got children.
So he literally lost his mind for a moment and went to Miami. He lost his mind in Miami. This is the first
Let's
time
just say
it.
Drugs were involved.
Okay.
He was inebriated.
Now
alcohol.
We have a hold of it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So he comes back.
Okay.
Do you kick him out? Do you break up with him? Do you get a divorce? But I know the first thing, before you decide any of that, you're going to chew his ass out real good, tell
Absolutely.
Him about himself. And the first thing you're going to say is, I can't believe
you would do this to me.
How selfish you have been. Right? But in actuality, Dina, you have one man to yourself, and there's 34 other women out there that ain't got now. So what the fuck do you expect them to do? Who's really being selfish, Dina?
You heard us?
The man.
The man is still being selfish.
Still being selfish. The man, because
I happen to agree with you. I just don't know how many other people in the world out there you're going to get to. That's the hump. That's the hurdle we must overcome for Dina to get a husband.
Really?
That's the hurdle.
It's one thing you know.
Because once she get one, he gonna run off to Miami and he gonna eat four booties and he gonna come back and then she gonna. So we got to make sure that we get Dina the right man.
Because the women, I mean, it's really, let's go back to the women.
It might be less problematic if you find one with a little one. If you have like an incy wincy one, really? If you have a man with an incy wincy one, then guess what? If you can learn how to work that, if you can work that to your satisfaction, that is an acquired skill that no one else has developed. You have curated that talent for yourself.
I think we would be in a relationship because all of those things would be satisfactory to me. So I don't think that would be even be.
Because you could just be
okay,
like,
Dina, do you want a man or not?
I want a man.
My standards are too high
I don't want a man that's going to go eat four booties?
Hell yeah, Dina, what the hell are you talking about? Your standards are too high. You got to get off the show.
Your standards is too high.
Nah, man. I think you deserve that much and more, Dina. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you have to walk through the woods to get to the other side of the path.
I believe in working at it. So if you're going to give me the real scenario, I wouldn't just divorce him.
Okay, what would you do?
I would probably go to therapy.
Okay.
Of course I have to chew him out, make him feel real bad, make sure he knows that I'm not going to take that shit. But then we have to figure out, are we moving forward or we're not moving forward?
Now, as most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is pretty easy. Getting out is exceptionally hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows you're more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest credit card debt. You understand? Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education, your job history, in the form of smarter interest rates. The best part, once a loan is approved and accepted, most people get their funds the very next business day. ASAP. Now that's ASAP for real. The next day. Now free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. Alright. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/TIP to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and it won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/TIP. We need a male perspective. I have my buddy Ace here. Ace, have a seat next to Dina. Let's see how
Ace, are you single?
No.
Okay, Ace is not single.
Okay, so he's out. He's out, guys.
Ace is not single.
So Ace is not single, but he is sitting next to Dina, and it is. I don't know what the Memphis ratio is, but
it is not as high as Atlanta, but I think it's like
17 to 1. All right, cool. So his old lady got a little forgiving in her too. So let's get. I'm just saying that that's the.
Come on, Ace.
It's like she said, "Come on, Ace."
No, I'm just saying, like, is that true?
Yeah,
she's like, very forgiving.
Well, she, yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you say you rent your house.
Well, I'm not going to get I got to keep it real. I try to run my house, but I try to do it fairly.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, even though I'm the head,
right?
My wife is the neck.
That's right. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
I like that.
I can't.
So that means you can't turn or twist without her.
Without her.
That's right.
But I still run it.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah,
you
got to be that way. As long as you're going straight ahead.
Because I heard if you ain't running your house, burn it down.
Burn it down. It's wicked.
It's wicked.
That's what you heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. But a man has to run his house.
At the same time,
you have to be fair to
you. Do
wife.
Have to be fair. And I think that's what has been done so improperly over the years. I think that men have had the opportunity. They've had the leadership position. Mm-hmm. They've had an opportunity to run the house, and they've
failed.
Done such a horrible job at inclusion. You know what I'm saying? Equal inclusion for the women, that the women say, man, fuck this shit. I ain't just finna run behind no motherfucker about it. I can go out here. I can earn my own money. But they still have a very empty place. And we trying to fill that void. See, now Tamika, what Tamika gonna do is she gonna say, "Nah, bitch, it's lit. We got them."
I mean, I'm just saying I disagree because, you know, like you said, a single black woman is the most happiest. So if you got a woman that said, "Yeah, fuck this shit, I'm gonna go get my own shit and I'm gonna go do this," yeah. They so happy.
A single black woman is so not happy. The happiest.
No, they happy. I'm telling you.
I don't think so.
You are married.
I'm gonna say I don't think so.
I was
so.
Married.
And you heard? Are you hearing?
For a time. I was not married.
Ooh.
Okay? So, and in that time...
Let's hear about that.
In that time, when he wasn't married, in that time...
What you mean I wasn't married?
When you wasn't married, I cut myself away from you. I cut my ties.
It was a separation.
Right? It was a separation.
Right. Oh, we're talking about... You didn't tell me we weren't married. I could have went and got married.
A break? A separation?
A break.
You talking about a break?
Okay.
Okay, during that time, let's hear it.
I was living the life.
What kind of life you were living, baby? What the fuck you was doing?
I didn't have a male company, but I didn't miss it either.
What?
That was a phase.
I really didn't. It might have been. I didn't miss it. I was getting money.
It was a phase.
I was running my shit. I was goddamn kicking it. I was going where I wanted to go. Mm-hmm. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was having fun times.
You had a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been, I'm
but
just
you,
saying.
You just went to Miami and didn't eat no booty. Yeah. That's all you did.
Okay, well, let me ask you this one. You had a vacation.
Yeah.
Right? Every friend around you, if they're not married, they want to be married. Have you ever heard the saying, it's better to be loved than not love at all?
But can you be loved by someone else? You can be loved by millions of people. Other than a man. You don't have to have a man's love to feel whole. That's
you
all
don't, well, you don't,
I do,
but.
I do believe, speaking from Dina's perspective, I think that you are incomplete and somewhat empty in a certain spot.
What Dina should answer the question is she's going to have
Dina. Dina is the most experienced about being lonely. So let's talk to Dina.
Let me be clear about this. I'm not incomplete, but your life is more enhanced when there is somebody else to share it with that you love and you're in that understanding.
So you mean tell me? So you mean tell me?
Because I believe I feel the same way. But I'm saying if you and Dina doesn't have any kids, Dina don't have any kids, so.
So you're staying in it for the kids,
I'm saying, for instance, for a woman that has kids and that was in a bad situation, she can do without because I got my kids.
Right.
I'm still getting love.
They get old. They get old and they go on. You'd be you and some cats.
Not if you got babies. You still got 18, 20, 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
By that time, you better find you an old man that know how to appreciate you.
An old man.
An older man. A man that you feel like is ready to be where you are. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
There's definitely levels, and there's different
times. I respectfully disagree.
Yeah,
I respectfully disagree.
I honestly feel like if a woman don't want me, she don't want shit out of life. That's just me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to be that arrogant and say anything.
That's how I feel.
Love, period.
I don't think it's arrogance. I think it's honest confidence.
I think love in general is for everyone. We was created to love. We was created to be married.
Well, why ain't y'all loving?
We are loving.
Y'all loving.
We make mistakes.
Y'all loving, spreading that shit around, getting all kinds of shit, bringing it home.
That's not love.
You know, that's not love.
We making mistakes.
Listen, you talking about.
No, you got, okay.
Ms. Tamika, we make.
What about
mistakes.
Her making the mistakes? Is it okay?
None of it is okay.
I don't know. I will say,
I
know where this is going.
Well, I had to, you know, I'm a Christian. You know, I try to be. I try to be.
Here we go.
And, you know, I had to.
We're bringing that Bible out.
I had to break the Bible.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus himself said, forgive 77 times 7.
That's a lot.
Let me get my calculator.
You know,
77 times 7.
Love has no, it don't keep count.
144.
It bears all things.
And it's free. If love
that
is
was the vows that y'all took. It bears all things. Love knows no end.
So I'm going back to my question. Is it okay for her
to be, say,
I messed
up 77 times 7.
5 times. Is it okay?
No, it's
so
not
because
okay.
You just said, God said to forgive 77 times 7.
That's 536.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Can you forgive 77 times 7?
Well, men don't forgive women like women forgive
you. You have to.
That's where we're going.
Well, I'm going to say this.
I will forgive you. I will not forgive him. I'll forgive you.
Hey, say, look, right? If it's all right with y'all, we're going to take a break from the show.
Expeditiously to talk about sex. Now, with all the stress and anxiety that life can sometimes throw at you, the last thing you need to worry about is being able to perform in the bedroom. You understand that? It's like getting all the way to the finish line and falling on your face before you get to cross the tape. You understand? So if you're looking to have more intimate relationships and possibly a deeper connection, you should try the chewables from BlueChew.com. Blue Chew offers men just like you who need help. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about you, brother. I know if it don't apply, let it fly. If you don't need it, then don't get it. But if you do need it, it's here for you. Better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it, okay? It offers men like you a performance enhancement for the bedroom. At BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewables with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but chewables can work faster, so you can get to the bedroom, do what you got to do ASAP with no delay. With Blue Chew, there's no awkward doctor visit, and they send it to you in a discreet package, so you ain't got to worry about your business being out in the streets when your neighbors see UPS done dropped your package off. Now, it's time for you to be confident in the bedroom every time. Women love a man with confidence, and you can't be confident if you can't perform. Now, here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code TIP. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUE. Chew.com, promo code TIP. Now, they pay me to say it, so chew it and do it.
Really, men don't know how to forgive a woman for stepping out. Usually, typically, they don't allow it. I mean, they don't take her back. It's a double standard. Like,
it ain't gonna take you back.
Well,
like,
I could beg to differ.
We finna go plot on this nigga though.
I could beg to differ. I have friends who if when you're in love, it does that too. To anybody, I mean, just because you know, you can only speak for the experience of the female perspective that you associate with. I know men who take more stuff off their women than I would ever do.
Right, right. I do too.
You know what I'm saying? You know what
I'm
saying? It goes both.
I know men who are kind of like very passive and shit when it comes to that kind of stuff. Kind of like, don't
speaking.
Ask, don't tell, I don't want to know. The, like
exactly.
That kind of
too
but
much.
That may be, it could be because they doing everything, or it could be that they really
could,
in love. Because
they're in love.
Just, yeah.
That is
they
love.
Could be they really in love, and that's okay.
Okay.
Love is good.
Love is great.
It's
love
so
is great.
Good.
Love is phenomenal.
And we was designed to do that.
Yeah.
We were made to love
and be loved. We definitely were.
And be
so look,
vulnerable to have love, because you
absolutely.
Have to be vulnerable for that.
But you know what? I'm going to say,
okay.
I feel like
what
today, I feel like today, you know, more so than it was maybe back 10 years ago, marriage is becoming cool. Because a lot of guys nowadays want to be married.
Yeah, I started that shit.
They want to be married. Like, it's cool. Like, all the, you know, the artists and, you know, back in the day, it was like, oh, I can't let nobody know I got a girl.
Yeah,
my career.
And then
like,
here
now,
I go.
Today,
and then,
it's
and
like,
I go.
I'm married. This is my wife.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah. That has changed.
Now, let me ask you something, Tamika. Since we have Dina here, and she's in dire need of advice. What is one piece of advice that you can give Dina and women like Dina to keep the flame going when she finds a man so she can keep the flame going?
Yes.
I think you just got to be spontaneous. You got to be open-minded to, you know, just trying to find new ways to keep your love hot.
You talking about now? You talking about your love hot or your lust hot? Because I think you need to keep your lust hot to keep your love.
You definitely got to. I mean, yes, you got. I think it's important to just, you know, it's important to be in love. You know, because you can love anybody.
What?
But to be, I can't love anybody. Just like I love Doug.
You love lots
Doug,
of people.
I
yeah.
love Dana.
Yeah, right, right.
I mean,
you gotta be in love with a person.
We're talking
that
about intimacy. We're talking about intimate love.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you gotta be in love. Like you can love a million and one people.
Staying in love.
That's not
I
true.
That,
men be loving all, be in love with this woman.
That's
artificial.
No, it's men that be hold up.
You have like
that feel like they in love with
they have
real relationships.
Even families. They have whole
families. So don't tell me that they don't be in love.
That's a lustful desire.
Yeah.
When you really love someone, when you love
you have succumbed to the lustful desire.
I disagree.
You can't be in love with two people at the same time. I agree with that.
Temptation.
But you can love multiple people at one time. But you can't be in love with
two people. We talking about intimate love. You can be intimately in love with several people.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think y'all can.
I think we could be sexually active with
So no, you think we can fool themselves
to think that they're in love. Because, you know why?
No, because we say it. I don't know why we lie and say it.
You know why? Because the everything's great when it's new. So when you find something new and you're doing something new, you just be all into it. You think you are, you just be so gone.
You be so in love.
You think, in love. Shut up, baby. Please. You know, you think that anyway. Until you figure out it's the same old bullshit. Huh?
The man probably knows he's not in love.
No, they don't. They don't be knowing.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
But see, that's a good point because I've heard somebody say like everybody is crazy in a different way. It's what you what crazy you're willing to deal with.
Yeah, you know what? This is a quote from Bob Marley that I read and it has stuck with me. And I even heard our great friend Jada Pinkett Smith. She also recited this. And the quote goes as follows.
Devil, what?
Everyone you love in your life is going to hurt you. The key is finding out who's worth suffering for.
Absolutely. Because love is
now,
being
and
vulnerable.
Let's just say, even if you have the perfect relationship, you get with your high school sweetheart, y'all get married right out of high school, stay married, have kids. And,
at some point.
And there is no interruption in your faithfulness or there is no break in your commitment to one another. One of y'all going to die before the other one. That's going to hurt you.
The point is go out there and love because you are going to get hurt.
That's right.
It's worth the love.
That's
it's
right.
Worth it
it's better to It's better to have loved and to have lost than to never have loved at all. That's right. Shout out to Houdini. You know what I'm saying? Friends. How many of us have them?
Let's take a break in the discussion to take some time to address something that I believe has been the wave of the present day, ways of having natural healing properties distributed through the body. If you don't know what I'm talking about, those of you who are already hip, you probably already catching on. But those of you who don't know, I'm talking about CBD. Now, as you look around, with anybody with eyes can see, CBD is everywhere. But finding a product that you can trust because of saturation right now could be overwhelming. Luckily for you, your search ends today. CBD Lion is the only CBD company that I can say I have used and can attest for. They have a ton of different products, and I can assure you that if you give them a try, you'll find one that works for you. The tinctures and gummies are great when you feel like you need maximum relief on the go. Lotion for those spots in need, and if you're into vaping, their pens, carts, and shatter are also very, very effective. Now, all of their products are made in an ISO 6 certified clean room to ensure product quality. If you're still not convinced, you can check out their third-party lab results on CBDLion.com and see that they not capping with it. They the real deal, man. You know what I mean? And you can go and see that for yourself. The best part is all you listeners get 20% off of your order. You understand that? You can thank me later. Just head to CBDLion.com and enter coupon code TI at the checkout. That's CBDLion.com. Coupon code TI. Now, you know, what you need to do is stop using that junk and you can start using the good stuff. Head to CBDLion.com right now. You dig what I'm saying? Now let's get back to the discussion.
I also want to know, is there anything that I have stopped doing that you would like to see me bring back?
Well, I don't get my roses every month.
Wait, you get flowers all the time, I feel like.
I don't get roses. I used to get roses every month.
Every month?
Every month.
Well, see, that was, listen, okay. So
I remember he doing that from prison.
I used to get roses every month. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, I know, but listen, this is the thing, okay? So when we first got married, right, every anniversary, every day of the 30th or 31st, I would send her flowers, different arrangements. Mm. I did.
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? What do
I
you
said,
mean?
Sure, you
what
did.
You
what That's
you what
I'm
what you
saying.
Mean?
You did.
Goddamn right I did. How long did I keep it going?
A couple years.
What'd you do with Allen Rose?
From prison.
I just smelled them and just, you know, appreciated them.
You threw them away.
But I love them.
But you threw them away. I mean,
flowers are to be thrown away.
You see what I'm saying? So you want me to invest time, effort, energy, and resources into an object?
It takes nothing for you to call your assistants and make sure that they're there every month.
That ain't the point. We chopping down trees and hurting the ecosystem just so.
You just want the thought.
There you go.
Could he write you a note?
Wait a minute, though.
Let me ask you this, though.
If I sent you a picture of some flowers and say, I want you to have some flowers.
That's not.
If I send you a picture of a garden with some dope flowers and say, man, these flowers made me think of you.
But in tips of this, he goes all out.
That's okay.
He does go all out sometimes.
You did ask what did she want. It ain't about what we think.
It's about what she wants, and that's what she wants. Yeah. Okay, fine.
Because y'all just came back from several trips.
So you want
he asked her a specific question.
That's true.
I asked her a specific question.
Specific.
And she gave a specific answer. That's what she misses.
Right.
So, homeboy, get back on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, flowers.
She could do something else. I mean, but it was just. It was the thought.
See, the fact that she asked me that, like, that's exactly what I'm not going to do now.
The fact that she said that, but I asked to hear.
I wanted to know.
Why would you ask and then say I'm not going to do it?
Wait a minute.
Because guess what? I do care.
But I wanted to see what level of thinking you want, because I'm going to do better.
Now, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see.
Now, I will give my homeboy, he can toot his horn, so to speak, on that one, because if he asks you for one, just to supersede it and make it better.
Yeah.
I mean,
kudos to my partner on that, because my horn will be tooted. You know, those kind of things.
My horn will be tooted.
Okay. And I greatly appreciate them.
Man, I greatly appreciate you, and I think that a woman, the best thing that a woman can do for a man is properly motivate him with action. You know what I'm saying? I think that if a woman steps out there first and like, hey, look, I love you whether you want me to or not. And, you know, and my actions are going to show that. Then that man at that point has an obligation and a responsibility to meet that said affection, love, and desire with as much or more. I have a saying. I ain't gonna never let nobody bring no more to the table than I'm willing to bring to match. You ain't gonna never do more for me than I do for you. Not ever. Now, we all have our areas that we excel in. You know what I'm saying? But overall,
I like it.
I'm gonna put just as many smiles on your faces as you put on mine. You understand? So that's how I feel. And I think that if more men took that attitude, I actually take pride and pleasure in, you know what I'm saying, knocking her socks off. You dig what I'm saying? I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm in total control. She don't know what to do with herself. She's just in complete awe and, you know what I'm saying? And that moment, it don't last long now, guys. I'm going to be advised. This is not a long-term effect. You know what I'm saying? But you get you a good 12 to 24 hours, maybe.
Oh, man.
Depending. You know what I'm saying? You get a good 12.
How extravagant you
know, how extravagant, how great, how grandiose the gesture may be. You know what I'm saying? You get you a good 12 to 24 hours. You understand that?
You get 48 hours sometimes.
48 hours sometimes.
72 hours.
Get what?
But we know that should
be above and beyond. I'm to the moon and back with mine.
Now,
you understand
now,
what I'm saying?
Now,
I put a lasso around a star and pulled that motherfucker down
to the ground. Shouldn't it be longer than 48 hours?
If we're
being totally honest, if a man goes through that much,
we're gonna be fair.
I just want to know if he goes through that extreme, because he asked you, what did you want? You know, He got something planned or to overdo what you want and see your expectation. So now I'm asking, let me see how.
Choose your words carefully.
Yeah, because I know.
Because the world of women are listening.
Yeah, they are listening.
And Dina is.
I'm right here.
She's side eyeing the shit at you right
What's
now.
What's up, babe?
Shouldn't you appreciate more to encourage more gifts? So if I go beyond my needs or beyond my means to put this smile on your face.
Now, I have done that before, too.
I know.
I remember, you know what I'm saying? I done bought shit.
Spent your last dollar?
Man, what?
And you get
charged on your credit card.
Not my credit card. Now, I was bankrolling myself at the time.
Yeah, it was cash. Okay, but shouldn't...
When you remember the first car I bought you?
The Range Rover?
Nope, it was not.
He's bought so many cars, you can't even remember.
It was a Hummer.
Oh, my God.
How long did that last...
It lasted a long time.
No, the smile.
Nah, that was back, man. She loved my dirty drawers every day and night back then. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all was new.
Yeah. It was new. And the thing is though, right? Even when I was in prison, even when I had to serve time and do shit, I still was buying cars and rings. I was from prison sending big diamond rings, you know what I'm saying, to events that she was having and, you know what I'm saying, like flooding, like her, I think she had a birthday party with her friends and I had like big bouquets of flowers, diamond rings and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the wall phone in the joint like, yeah, what'd she say?
15 minutes.
What did she say? Hold up. I can't hear you. I gotta go. I call you right back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit to me is what I take pride in. I appreciate that unspeakable look on
your
face.
That's your love language.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question. Do you shop online? Well, I'm only asking because if you do, I'm sure you want to save money. And if that is the case for you, as I'm sure it is for most, I think you should use Honey. You see, Honey is a free browser add-on that finds you the best deals online. It automatically auto-applies the best deal to your cart at checkout so you save money. You dig what I'm saying? Without even asking. So, I give you an example. Recently, one of my partners, also the producer of Expeditiously, he was out looking for some audio equipment, right? So when he found what he wanted, he dropped it in the cart and Honey did the rest. With Honey, two instant coupon savings popped up automatically and the new offer added 20% off of his order. And it was that easy. Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. $800 million. You dig that? And it's completely free. Takes just two clicks to install. Honey has over 100,000 plus five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store, okay? There's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/TI. That's joinhoney.com/TI. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online. You dig what I'm saying?
You're listening to Expeditiously on Podcast One.
Hey, say what's happening, man. It's T.I.P. and it's week 8 of the football season. Since the start of the season, there have been some pretty big changes, which means more opportunities to capitalize with your bets coming your way. If you're following your favorite team, head over to betonline.ag and you can win $500 by playing against your favorite podcast host, like yours truly. Now, the action continues to heat up this week with some big games on the schedule that you are not going to want to miss out on. Here are the biggest matchup for this week, and just for shits and giggles, I give you my picks. Philly at Buffalo. Philly's been playing like shit the last few games, but I'm going to say that they're going to come back this week and get a W at Buffalo. Oakland at Houston. I think I like Oakland on that one. Chargers at Chicago. Man, I don't like the way the Chargers blew that game last week, man. I'm going to go with Chicago. Green Bay at Kansas City. These are two very, very evenly matched teams. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay on that one. Cleveland at New England. That's a no-brainer. I'm going to go with the New England Patriots as much as it pains me to do so. So those are my picks for the week. And you can visit our friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One, betonline.ag, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% sign-up bonus. Join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag SportsNetChallenge. Now let's get back to the discussion.
Hey, where you think you going? The show ain't over yet, man. Expeditiously continue.
He did do it, and I appreciated it.
So how we get down to 48 hours?
I appreciated it so much that I didn't go out. I didn't go nowhere. I stayed in the house, and I was always at home and being where he could find me at all times.
Well, I was there too, so, but, okay, That's what we expect.
The laws of reciprocity are inevitably in order. Now, you know what I'm saying? So,
but how we get to 48 hours now?
No.
That's not a lot of encouragement to do something.
48 hours, because it depends on how much the woman
I'm all right with the 48 hours. I'm all right with the 48 hours. It's the 45 minutes. It's the 45 minutes I can't do.
How much the woman puts into it to get whatever she's got. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to whatever he's gifted her or whatever he wanted to feel. He felt like she deserved it for some reason.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, you got to put that into consideration, too. What did she do for him to feel like she deserved it?
It's the investment. You understand what I'm saying? That's just like, if I was to say that a woman would, because honestly, as you spoke love languages, okay, so a woman's love language, what she do is she speaks with physical affection.
Sometimes.
So she rewards you with physical affection. She gives herself to you, which is the greatest gift one could give. You dig what I'm saying?
And acts of service.
Right.
All right, but for instance, a woman dresses sexy to attract attention, but don't want sex to be the first thing on your mind.
Mm.
A man throws a bunch of cash out there to show you he got money, but don't want you to ask him for none.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we both have our specific love languages. I'm doing my thing the way I do my thing. You doing your thing the way you do your thing. It's just the effect that these gestures are having on one versus the other. Because I'm not finna invest as much as I have invested in you, you know what I'm saying, and do the kinds of things that I do and then turn around and just not answer the phone for no reason.
No, but I'm not saying you, but I think we were talking about hypothetically. Yeah, hypothetically, because I was just with someone the other day, and they was like, oh, yeah.
What you said? You were with somebody?
No, my homegirl. And her friend said, oh, yeah, he done went and broke all his bread on you, you know, spent a lot of money. You know, he, you know what I'm saying? That's his way to say he finna be out. So she was going to the club, and I'm like,
that's preposterous. Does she have to build such a conspiracy?
Because she was going out, and I knew when she was going out, I'm like, what you doing going out? She'll never be going out. She'll be trying to get home. So she trying to get to the club, obviously.
What I'm trying to say is the friend who has the man who did the great thing for her that she assumed meant that he was going to do something that she wouldn't like. She assumed that. She has no basis or justification.
He was already doing something she didn't like, because that's why she was going to the club.
So she's going to the club.
That's what you shouldn't do. Vengeance is of the Lord.
No, I don't think she was getting back
just to go.
She's just trying to get out so she can keep her head off of what.
Why? Did she normally? You know she wouldn't go doing. Anyway.
She go out every now and then, but she don't go out with her man at home.
You know what she should be doing. But you know
what
she should be doing?
What?
She should be sitting down with that man, figuring out what the understanding is. Listen, I feel like you did this because of this. And hear what he has to say and clarify their position, where they stand. Going out to the club just creates more confusion and doubt for you and him. That shit don't fix nothing. If she were to say to him or pull up on him, hey, man, look, you just did a great thing for me, and I appreciate it, but it's hard for me to show my appreciation if I feel like you out here doing this, that, and the other. And they should have a conversation about that.
They should.
He should be able to address that. Her going out to the club is only going to muddy the water even more.
Because it's not tit for tat. Love is not tit for tat. So you don't do something to get back at somebody, or you don't do something because somebody did something, and now you have to do something. It's not about that. You can keep doing.
I don't think it was about that. I don't think she was trying.
Honestly, I don't think
she was going to do anything, but I think
she wanted to be.
Yeah,
but she wanted him to believe.
She did do something.
She just wanted to be not at home.
And going out with her man girlfriend.
Why did she want to be with her man and find out what was going on?
Yeah, he was out.
out.
Okay. What you mean? Where he at?
Are you getting
we don't know where he is. Because
he wouldn't answer the phone. I'm getting a better understanding.
We don't know where he is.
But
she's going out with her girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
So now she's like, okay, he did these great things for me. Now I can't find him.
Is she worried? I would be worried.
I don't.
But I have this to say to your friend, whoever that friend is.
Okay. Let's see it.
If you're a good girl, don't let nothing and no one make you a bad girl.
That's real.
Have your own integrity.
That's
real. No matter how somebody treat you.
That's real.
Remain your good self.
It's some shit that will be, it should still remain off limits for you just because of the person that you are.
Exactly.
I definitely agree with that. But I think
everybody, including your mate, and that guy who left, and this coming from a male perspective, someone who probably have done such things. I would appreciate my woman staying at home.
Yeah.
And I would see that
even if he did.
But would you change your ways because she's doing staying at home? No. Yeah. You may not. I'm going to give you a perfect example. What if you've been doing whatever you've been doing and she's been staying at home for 3-4 years and same old thing still going on?
I'm going to give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about.
She's going to continue on just
when he come back that night. Look, if she stay home that night, right? This how I feel is best played. If she stay home that night with that down in her mind, even though she wanted to go out, I feel like the next time she see him, whether he come in at 4:35 in the morning and she's in the bed and he gets in and she, you know how y'all wake up. And we think y'all sleep, but y'all really be up.
Because we're mad.
Okay, right. Duly noted. Mm-hmm. Well, what you should do with that anger is use it as tackling fuel to find some clarity with it and understanding.
Sure.
So when he gets into bed or whatever, he's like, hey, you know I could have went out and I could have really acted out and I could have been this and I could have did that.
But I chose not to.
How many more times you think that's going to happen?
Hey, we're going to take a break from Expeditiously right quick because I have to ask you a question now. I mean, I just want to know. I'm going to get in your business for a minute. I just want to know, all of you fashion forward gentlemen out there, have you ever had a custom tailored suit? Yeah, well, you can hardly call yourself an aficionado of fashion if you have not. But I know that that may not be within everyone's financial limitations. So what if I could tell you that I could get you a custom tailored suit? I'm talking tailor-made to fit, custom clothing for under $400. What if I could tell you that? Well, I think I can. Just go to Indochino, okay? It's the world's largest made-to-measure menswear brand. They make suits, shirts, coats, and more. Everything is made to your exact measurements for a great fit. You dig what I'm saying? And I can tell you personally that there's nothing better than a suit made just to fit you. Me, I know that from experience, you know what I mean? Everything you see me in is tailor-made to fit. Shirts, ties, suits, 3 pieces, double-breasted, you dig what I'm saying? Your confidence level will be through the roof when you know you look good, all right? But this shit could get expensive, so you need Indochino more than you probably know you do. And the process is simple. You can get measured and design your suit at the nearest Indochino showroom, or do it all yourself online at Indochino.com. Start your style upgrade now with $30 off of your total purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when entering TIP at checkout. Plus, shipping is free. You know what I mean? So that's Indochino.com, promo code TIP for $30 off your total purchase of $399 or more. An incredible deal for made-to-measure clothing, I must say. You really have no excuses anymore to wear clothes that don't fit.
How much you think that's going to work?
Shit.
That's my point. You got to try first.
But I'm just saying.
We have nothing to base our hypothesis on. We must experiment.
If you say that.
That would touch me.
That would hit me.
That would hit me. Or if you were to say something like that. How would you feel if I did to you what you just did to me?
I would feel it.
I feel that. That shit would rattle my fucking soul.
Y'all don't expect them to do that to you. So you don't.
The thought of it, right? See, what women, all women got to do is toss the thought out there.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Our women got to do a toss the thought. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for a man to get your attention, he got to do some shit. But women, all they got to do is toss the thought out there. How would you feel if
I
was to?
How does the thought?
I just told you, I gave you a perfect example just now. Yeah, I just gave you a perfect example.
Because
really
a man does not want to take a threat. Like, you come, I'm going to do what you did. Okay, we
ain't
war.
No threat, but if you pose
but if
it
you
as
come,
a question.
If you come in and come in, like she did, like the scenario of the woman said, hey, now you just coming in, what, it's 3-4 in the morning, and I couldn't get you on the phone, you know, or whatever.
I thought to go out. And do exactly the same thing. Occupy my mind, have a good time, find me somebody that I could be around that would keep me from thinking about you. But then I said no, because that would make me just as horrible of a person as you have been.
And
I'm not going to allow myself to be that horrible.
So you guys are going to be
shit. I think our male listeners would agree.
She cared more about it, not being horrible. It's not
care. Now look, check this out. But check this out. If we walked in this room to remain the exact same as we were when we came, then, you know, your mindset's already in the wrong place. But if we looking for new perspectives and different things and different methods to apply to have a better outcome and a better resolution with better understanding, I'm offering some.
But
you don't have to take it.
I understand that. But what happens
really
if she doesn't? What happens if she gives that and it doesn't change
now,
anything?
Now, I would tell you what happens if it doesn't change it only if you tell me what happens if it does.
Yes, we have to try it first.
What happens if it does?
Yeah,
what happens if it does?
What happens if she tries it and it does change?
Then it worked. I mean, it was great. Yeah.
Then
I
that
mean,
means she shouldn't
happy.
Have went out, right?
Everybody's happy. But
I can tell you from a male perspective, that would get me. Not the coming at me with
if you go out and I find out you went out, I was like, oh shit, it's on.
We at war.
Yeah,
I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to that.
It's on.
I got to. I mean,
why she can't go out?
Nah, it ain't. Nah, she can't go out. But
you did it for ill reasons.
It's, you don't know why.
It's
I can't.
Retaliatory.
I did it because I was at home by myself and I
it's retaliatory.
No, but
okay,
why,
just
why
like she know. Okay, hypothetically, just like. She knew him that he was doing whatever his thing.
She
don't know his woman.
Actually, she thought.
Yeah, well,
she
okay,
thought.
Whatever.
No.
Hypothetically, whatever she thought, and you said she knew her husband or the guy. She knew her dude. He knows her too.
Yeah.
So if she went out,
but
and
see,
she normally
she,
don't go out.
Right. What she did,
he would know.
Right. What she did stepped outside of what he knows of her.
Exactly.
What he did is within. What she knows of him.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No. Well, first of all, I'm not saying
she never goes out. So he don't normally go out. He just chose this night to go
out. I'm not saying she never goes out. I'm saying
it's a bad example.
Normally, she's at home. She's going home. You know what I'm saying?
He knows her to
go out every now and then.
Okay, gotcha. But if she's going out, and she's going out in a retaliatory fashion to get back at him for what she believes, thinks, or assumes he is doing, that's going to come across as vengeance, vindictive, and it's going to be taken as an article of warfare.
Yes.
Do men ever do that?
Of course
men
we
ever,
do.
Yes.
What do you mean? Do we do what?
Do
wait,
we do what?
Let me, what?
Yeah,
like,
what?
You
do.
Know, like, you feel like, oh, my woman was, you know, I couldn't get on the phone and this and that, so I'm finna go to
no,
the club.
No, we're going to find her.
Dude. Okay, that's your answer. Yeah.
I mean, everyone is falling short of the glory.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say it's not excusable.
But you
it's
just
not
raised
be,
a big point. How
I raised
she,
a big
it
point.
It would be so much better if she do this, but you
but it's
going to
be so much worse when the man do it, though.
It's war.
It's going to go so far. It's going to go so much farther, be so much extreme, because
all you have to do is have a simple conversation.
Not, it, look, that's just like, right?
Is that really going to work, guys? How many times does it work?
If a man does it,
worse
when a woman does it.
Worse when a woman does it.
It's very much worse when a woman. Listen.
So you think the answer is going to do it?
Wait a minute.
A man will take it
the
further.
The outcome is worse
yes.
when a woman does it. However,
it will be taken farther when a man does it.
Right.
But, you know, all that being said,
I'm still trying to figure out.
I'm so happy that we were able to come here. I'm extending myself to you. Do you not see? Okay. I'm so happy that we are able to have, you know, such a healthy dynamic within the relationship. And we can communicate.
And be able to help some people out there.
And use our experiences to help other lonely, single people.
But
in
you
the
didn't
world
tell me how to find a
love
man.
Like Dina.
I have some insight on that.
Okay, let's hear from somebody who has a woman.
The perspective of I would like to give you my
perspective.
I would say
certainly
a lot of single women. I know you're not gonna like what I'm saying, but just
it's
hear me
okay,
out.
Okay, man, this is a safe place.
You said no judgment. I'm safe.
It's a no judgment zone.
Safe. You know, I like to be safe.
Yeah, you're
okay,
safe.
Okay. I think the standards of these women and what they call inside of a man, it's just like the statement of, I'd rather be in a Rolls Royce than a Nissan.
If I'm going to
cry.
If I'm going to cry. I don't want to. I would smile in a Nissan
okay,
all day.
But we're still talking about a Rolls Royce. It's the subject. So I have to have
it's
this.
It's not for me.
Well, you said Rolls Royce and
if I'm going to cry.
Nissan.
The other part about it is, I'm not with the man for his money or his Rolls Royce. I'm with the man because I love him.
Right. That's the assumption.
Hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break expeditiously to remind you that it's Halloween time again. That means it's time for you guys who all in a hurry to break out your rubber spiders, fake cobwebs, and jack-o'-lanterns to get your shit together. But if you got family, you might be dealing with something a little scarier right now, and that's shopping for life insurance. If the idea of looking for life insurance intimidates you, try PolicyGenius.com. PolicyGenius is the easy way to shop for life insurance online. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. This October, take the scariness out of buying life insurance with PolicyGenius. Go to PolicyGenius.com, get quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone, like right now, ASAP. You dig what I'm saying? PolicyGenius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. You're going to need it.
Know what
I think
saying?
All women have been with a man.
Because they just love them.
They love them.
And
he just happens to have money.
Yeah, because for instance, you didn't have money when I got with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
So
I didn't have as much.
You didn't have as much. You had like little street money.
Yeah, I did.
You know what I'm saying?
I did. I mean, but I was up at like the high five figures.
I mean, you know I don't know about all that. You didn't need, I don't
shit.
Know.
$80,000, $90,000.
Well, that's why y'all are
you
here.
You didn't have a place to live.
I didn't. But that's only because of my credit.
That was only because of my credit.
Well,
that's why you are here today, because you love him.
But see,
he took it that you loved him regardless of what he had. And that's why he doesn't mind giving you the world now.
I heard you say that somebody put somebody in a position to do more than
they did.
Who?
I was saying the person we was talking about crying in Rose Boy's future.
Okay.
Okay, and that stemmed from someone he was talking about.
How you know these people business?
Because they put it on social media.
No.
Yes, they did.
They didn't say who he was talking about.
We know who she was talking about.
We knew who they was talking about.
Okay.
Who were they talking about? Well, tell me the TV.
Let's go with facts.
What I'm saying
Let's go with facts, because I don't know what's going on.
I don't know none of that.
At the time, you know, him and one of his baby mothers were going back and forth. And that's where that came in. But what I'm saying to you is, he also put her in position to where she's now her own boss. She's self-made. She's doing her own thing.
Whoa. First of all, if he put her in a position, she ain't self-made.
Well, she's self-made now.
No. That ain't how that shit works.
But I'm saying,
that ain't how
that
shit works.
His name ain't on her shit.
If you know he put her in position, she ain't self-made.
The word is independent now.
Everybody's been put in position for something, but that don't mean they ain't self-made. Everybody has had somebody to help them put them in some kind of position.
I just want to know. If your man, your baby,
he's not her man anymore, but at the same time,
you know too much of these
people. I take that back. I don't know whose man he is, but I'm just saying, I don't see them together, but at the same time, I know she's doing her thing.
Shout out.
She's in position.
Shout out to Future, the head captain of
the City Boys, and he is definitely leading the City Boys into a miraculous victory. It is. It's been lovely. I like to shout out to my homeboy Ace Man, representing Memphis.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's always a pleasure to see him because I know he could have died Ace? In his hometown.
Oh, my God.
Oh man, we're not going to diss my city today. Shout out to
hey, man,
Memphis.
I love Memphis. I love Memphis, and I always I feel so safe. It's just when I go to the hotel room and cut the news on, I be like, God damn, this shit happened here.
Memphis love Tip, man.
And I love Memphis.
Yeah, okay, Memphis, they support him, they love him. You know, he don't come enough.
But we are missing one thing.
What's that?
The word of the week.
Oh, you mean the word of the week that we did before you even got in here.
What was it? Rewind it back. What was it?
Let us know.
Okay, well, if that is the case, it is besidedness, which is smitten with love, in love, being love struck by, head over heels in love with, hopelessly in love, obsessed with, passionate about, consumed with desire for. Okay, you get the picture.
I want that.
Besidedness.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And you got besidedness.
Besidedness.
Even with the mistakes, you have to
even
feel
that. Even with the mistakes at your relationship's lowest point, you must feel a certain sense of besidedness.
Yes. You have to reach down inside of that love.
You got
to
dig deep.
Dig deep.
You got to dig deep.
I think y'all putting adding on to it.
Sometimes you got to go. Hey, look, man. Sometimes you got
really
to go.
Love.
You know, sometimes
love,
people say.
Love has no memory.
Sometimes people say.
All.
Sometimes people say dig.
Love forgives all.
He said love don't have no memory.
They say dig into the good.
You have memory when, you know, when things.
No, that's how you had to dig deep.
Nah, that ain't love. That is not of love. Hey, look, you ever notice how the whole world is on social media taking pictures? You know what I mean? Just think about it. Every day, pictures for Instagram, Twitter, just pictures for you to hold on and show your friends later on. I mean, man. Everybody is a photographer. Everybody has a camera. Everybody is a journalist. Shit kind of gets on my nerve. In a world full of paparazzi, there is, well, no excuse not to get your teeth fixed. You dig what I'm saying? When you're taking pictures, man, I want to make sure that you have the best camera-ready smile. Ain't nothing like having an off-guard picture that you wasn't ready to take with your teeth all jacked up going east, west, south, and north. Now, it's easier than ever with clear aligners from Candid. Gotta let you know that. Candid aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wire braces. The treatment takes just 6 months on average. Plus, they're invisible and removable, so you're not gonna scare anybody off, and it ain't gonna get in the way when you're handling your business, if you know what I'm saying. With Candid, there's no doctor visits because they're shipped directly to you, and Candid costs 65% less than braces. So get your smile ready for the gram. Or if you are unknowingly under surveillance by private investigators, paparazzis, or anything else, you want to make sure they don't catch you off guard, man. Keep your best face forward. You understand that? Go to CandidCO.com/TI and use code TI to get $75 off. That's CandidCO.com/TI. Code TI for $75 off. That's CandidCO.com/TI. Code TI. And let's get back to the discussion.
We're talking about the definition of love.
Love.
Okay.
In your marriage vows, it says,
Don't do that. They ain't gonna like it if you go there.
Okay, so let's
we're just gonna wrap it up.
Wait, you wanna talk about vows? Yeah, I don't wanna talk about what the vows say.
We're wrapping it up.
But wait a minute, man. We're gonna talk about vows. Let me just ask you this, though. Vows come out the Bible, right?
Yeah. Man, here you go.
Vows come out the Bible, right?
Exactly.
And they say love.
I say vows come out the Bible.
And respect.
Vows come out the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Okay, so in Christianity, it has been taught to us that God's word is everlasting. Has it not?
Yes.
Has it not?
Today.
Has it not?
And yesterday and forever.
Okay, so if God's word is everlasting, how can you reach into this Bible and change the words in this Bible, which are supposed to be God's words, to suit the times?
I think it's safe.
Because it said love, honor, and obey. Yeah. The vows were love, honor, and obey.
I think we covered this on another episode.
But
Does it say love, honor, and obey your husband and wife, or does it just say love, honor, and obey your husband?
Wait, no, it doesn't say just your husband. It go both ways. It definitely go both ways, but that's not my point. My point is that the woman should obey. My point is that if we basing it on the Bible, and the Bible say God's word is everlasting, and Christians, and we all as Christians supposed to believe that, how can you go and change God's everlasting word and expect me to feel that that is true?
Can't have
it. You dig what I'm saying? Well, with that being said, we're going
to
wrap it up.
Oh,
my God. With that being said, the ladies are stumped, and we're going to wrap it up.
Listen, well, you need to obey me then, point simple.
Okay, it's go both ways.
I mean, you know, it does go both ways.
I do obey you.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you tell me, you say, hit it.
Oh.
deeper, harder. And I do it every time you say it. Thank y'all, man. We're about to leave the building before they cut the lights out on us expeditiously. Thanks for listening to Expeditiously with me, T.I.P. And I want everyone in your family, everyone at your job, every person you run into to subscribe to Expeditiously with me. It's exclusively on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. And when you invite them to subscribe, please don't forget to leave out the most important fact of the matter. If you listen to this show and subscribe to it, quite frankly, you'll look better. So, with that, I bid you adieu.
Expeditiously is produced, engineered, and edited by KC